716 at KUGN News Talk 590, Eugene Springfield, 8th of July. Just make sure the calendar's the right day. Finger check we already did. That's good to go. Why are you laughing? You know, in your other life, that's not a very... Okay. I'm not even going to go there. Matt McCarl here in-house talking new Leaf Hyperbarics at 541-636-3278. We talk a lot about prevention, taking care of the body before things go haywire. Did you have something in particular you wanted to touch up on?
No. I was just, weekend was so busy, I didn't even really have a minute to think about this morning until I walked in the door. But, we always, you know, we do, like you said, talk about prevention and stuff like that. But let's talk a little bit about when things do go wrong. So we were chatting just a minute ago. I mentioned the gentleman that had the RV and the wreck out on the freeway.
Yes, so yes.
We did have a gentleman come into the clinic last Friday that was referred to us from his insurance.
Okay.
And so we're going to help him out because he was in a motor vehicle accident as well and is having some whiplash issues as well as some cognitive ability issues and stuff like that. So what we can do with those folks is help them through the process of getting referred to us and everything like that so we can actually use their car insurance as an insurance biller so that they can come see us with no out-of-pocket, hopefully, as long as we cross all the I's and dot all the T's and all those things.
The fun stuff.
Yeah. We just want to make sure we do that correctly so that we, you know, somebody doesn't end up with a huge bill later. But we can help them recover from the whiplash, you know, much quicker than they could just kind of going through the motions, trying to let the body
Good morning, stocks closely.
You can help it heal it faster, as well as there's been several studies done and showing that how we can help repair that brain a lot faster. If it can be repaired, because there's sometimes that folks get, you know, concussions and stuff like
right.
that. And they may, if they just do the standard, you know, just kind of rest, take it easy, don't do too much, it may not be back to even 95% 4 or 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
I just actually talked with a person about a week ago who had a traumatic brain injury 6 years ago, and they're still not good.
Yeah.
They have trouble with word retention, word recall, the short-term stuff. Usually the long-term stuff is good.
Right.
But
right.
short-term stuff since the accident usually is the issue.
So the question, from listening to this, the question comes up, what is wrong with speeding up or making the recovery time a little more efficient?
Nothing.
I don't see any downside.
Nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's just getting the word out there to everybody and letting them know that it's a possibility.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And, you know, and opening the visual aspect, I guess, or the visual field of mainstream medicine and letting them know that this is actually a thing, that the studies are showing that this is possible. But, you know, I kind of feel sorry for all the, you know, MDs, family docs, all those folks out there, because they are really stressed right now because mm-hmm. there's so many people out there that need help, that need to see a physician, and the supply and demand is way off balance. Like my doctor that I've seen for the last 15, 20 years retired. And so now I got to go find a new doctor.
Yeah. Now what? Where do
you go? Exactly. And so, you know, luckily doing what I do, I know several docs. So I picked one of the ones that I knew, and he was able to see me and take me because he has availability. But there's a lot of docs that aren't. Like the doctor that I left, he was maxed. And, mm-hmm. you know, he also had like 3 or 4 physician's assistants in his practice helping him. But he was maxed out. If I was to go try to go see him before he retired, it was 3 weeks, maybe a month and a half before I could see him. Exactly. So, usually even a week or so to see one of his assistants. So it's rough out there trying to even do preventive care with this, you know, your regular doctors.
Right.
So that's, you know, for them to really understand what we're doing, it's kind of rough to get their time to let them see, because they don't, like I said, they don't have a lot of time themselves to look at all the new stuff necessarily.
So what we're trying to say is that there's an easier step that you can take to take care of yourself before mm-hmm. you need to look somebody up or to get that professional up.
Exactly.
Not that we don't need them, right. But you know, there are steps and there's ways that you can take care of yourself to set the table up so that you can, you know, be in better shape when you do need somebody.
Yeah, okay. And maybe keep you from having to go see them as often.
Yep.
Like, you know, I made a huge shift 10 years ago in my personal healthcare and preventive care. And you really only see my doc for physicals, just to do the number check for my blood work and stuff like that. And, you know, do all the preventive stuff that way. Every now and again, I'll tweak something, mm-hmm. you know, but most of the time I'll be able to see a chiropractor or somebody like that for that type of stuff. So I think I've seen my doc for two things in the last 8 years other than physicals.
You love those kind of physicals, though. You go, numbers look good. Get out of here. See
yep.
you in 6 months.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
New Leaf Hyperbaric, 636-3278. We're New Stock 590 KUGN.